The Mishnah in the sect of Vasra, Daf Chaf Amud Beis, teaches us, Chanusha B'chaf, if somebody has a store in a chotzer, Yachalim Chesbiyadoi, the neighbors could complain and say, we don't want the store here because of the people that come and go to the store. So the Rashba asks, why does the Mishnah speak about Chanusha B'chotzer, that the store already exists? Why doesn't the Mishnah say, Lo Yasa Chanus B'chotzer HaShutim, that if you live in a chotzer that's owned by many people, you're not allowed to make a store there? So the Rashba answers, that the Mishnah is coming to teach us a chiddush. That even if somebody got permission to open that store there, the neighbors could change their mind and say to him, we thought that the noise wouldn't bother us, but now we see that it is bothersome to us. He does quote that it seems to be a machloikis in the Yerushalmi, if somebody received permission and now the neighbors want to retract, if they may need to retract. He, however, says, from our Mishnah, it's clear that even if permission was granted, it could be retracted. The Hagos Oshri, however, and this is the opinion of the Rambam as well. However, the opinion of the Hagos Oshri is that if permission was granted, only b'di'evid could be retracted. L'chatchila, permission was given, the permission, you should stick to what you said. So again, the Mishnah says, Chanus Shebechotzer, Yochalim Ches B'yodoi, the neighbors could say, "V'lama any yochalisha mikol anichnasim kol yotzin." People coming and going are bothersome to us. The Rashba says that when our Mishnah says that they could complain because the noise bothers them, says the Rashba, that's not the only reason they have a right to complain, because noise, says the Rashba, is obviously not in itself enough of an issue. Because we find in our Mishnah itself that somebody could bang with a hammer and it certainly makes noise, and yet the neighbors can't prevent me from using a hammer in my apartment. And therefore the Rashba says, the real pshat in the Mishnah is that when there are a lot of people coming and going to my store in the chotzer, that is a problem because they prevent me from being able to use my chotzer by being there as they come and go to my store. The Yad Ramah, however, says, we can't ignore the words of the Mishnah. And the words of the Mishnah are, "Eini yochalishim mikol hanichnasim mikol hayotzim." That noise is a factor. Now, he does agree with the Rashba that even if there is no noise, but there's just a lot of people coming and going, that too is enough of a consideration. Why in the end, safe of the Mishnah, when somebody is using a hammer, we're not concerned with the noise? So he says you can't compare the noise of the Reisha to the noise of the Sefer. He says in the Reisha, the noise is taking place outside of my apartment, by people coming and going. And regarding that noise, Chazal said that you could say you don't want that noise. However, if, especially since it's a chotzer, where we all have equal rights. However, when we speak about the sefer, the noise that I'm making is in my own apartment. And since I'm making noise in my own apartment, then the halacha is That's why the Sefer says it's mutter. Moreover, he asks on his own pshat, and certainly on the pshat of the Rashba, if indeed ribui haderech, even according to him, and certainly according to the Rashba, is a consideration, but according to himself, why doesn't the Mishnah mention ribui haderech? So he says a very interesting chiddush. He says that ribui haderech could be an issue by night, because at night the ribui haderech bothers me that I want to be able to get into my chatzar, and there are all sorts of people there who are standing in my way. But at night we don't have that problem. If the consideration is only ribui haderech, at night ribui haderech isn't a consideration. That's why the Mishnah says the Yad Ramah speaks about kol ha-nechnosim v'kol ha-yoytzim, which is a consideration by day and certainly by night. Now I think I could understand the Rashba better as well. Because the Rashba says that even though the Mishnah uses the words kol ha-nechnosim v'kol ha-yoytzim, what the Mishnah really means is ribui haderech. If that's what the Mishnah meant, shouldn't the Mishnah have said that? If that's all what the Mishnah is concerned about? But now we can understand. Because the Mishnah is trying to say that ribui haderech is a consideration when it's similar to kol ha-nechnosim v'kol ha-yoytzim. And let me explain what I mean. Kol ha-nechnosim v'kol ha-yoytzim is only consideration when indeed it bothers me. If there's no noise, there's no bother. Ribui haderech is only consideration, says we're going to learn, even according to the Rashba, only when indeed it's a bother. But if there's going to be a time when it's not a bother, then ribui haderech, even the Mishnah would have to hold, you can make the store. The Pesachei Tshuva in Chosh Mishpat Simen Kuf Nun Vav Sifkot and Aleph brings a Marabach, who explains the difference between the Reisha and the Sefer. He says, in the Reisha, we're talking about a store. So you don't have to make a store in your house. You want to make a store, go rent a place which is meant for business. However, go into the shuk. However, when it comes to a hammer, wherever I'm going to go, a hammer makes noise. And that's my panosa, involves banging with a hammer. And therefore, a hammer, Chazal were more lenient than with a store. And therefore, he quotes, the Pesachei Tshuva quotes of some Sofer, that if there's something that I'm doing in my house that could only be done in my house, even though it involves nechnosim v'yoytzim, it involves customers, but if that's the only place it could be done, so then the halacha would be, I would be allowed to do it, b'chiddush, I would be allowed to do it. The Rambam seems to have a different approach. The Rambam's approach is as follows. The noise of the hammer is the same noise every day. So if I'm banging with my hammer every day, and I can establish a chazaka that I'm allowed to, and my neighbors didn't say anything, I could effectively establish a chazaka. But when it comes to nechnosim v'yoytzim, every day there are different nechnosim v'yoytzim. And since every day there are different nechnosim v'yoytzim, I can't establish a chazaka. The Mishnah continues, as we've been actually saying. Avoyse kelim, somebody can make kelim in his house, v'yoytzu moicha v'toich ha-shuk, and then sell those kelim in the marketplace. V'eni yochel limchus b'yodoy, and my neighbor cannot tell me any yochelisha, and I can't sleep. Then he can't say. that the noise is bothering him. There's a machlokes, Tosfos says, that we're being lenient here with noise. When is that speaking about? A very big nafkamina. One pshat, Tosfos suggests, that I'm making the noise for things that I need. I'm banging in my home because I have to fix something in my house for my own use. But to bang for a business, Tosfos suggests, would not be mutter. And then Tosfos says, and the pshatim that we gave earlier actually point in that direction, that banging is not the same as customers, and therefore, even though customers are usur, banging is mutter. The Gemara on Daf Chof Aleph Amar Aleph continues and teaching us that my neighbors can prevent me from being a tailor, opening up a tailoring business in the Chatzar, even though they can't prevent me from using a mill and banging with a hammer. So obviously, if we would think about it, isn't banging and making noise much more bothersome to my neighbors than being a tailor? Yet the Gemara does make this differentiation. So according to the teretz that Tosfos just suggested, we could understand why. Because when I'm banging, the first pshat that we just quoted from Tosfos is only when I'm banging for my own personal use. But when I'm opening a tailor shop, I'm opening it for customers. And that's why tailor is usur and banging is mutter. Another teretz, Tosfos, Devei HaMaskil V'Gardi, on Daf Chof Aleph Amar Aleph suggests, is that when we speak about tailoring, so you have constantly customers coming. And as we discussed earlier in our shiur, the constant flow of customers coming back and forth is what is most bothersome. When they milled, it wasn't that they had a constant flow of customers. They had one customer that might bring a lot of grain to mill, but it wasn't so many people coming back and forth. And therefore, great milling is less of a consideration than that. The Gemara Daf Chof Aleph Amar Aleph continues in saying, Mi sheyesh loy bayis b'chotzer ha-shutfim, hareza lo yiskirena. I may not rent out that to a person who's a doctor or any of the other professions mentioned in the Gemara. So ask the Yad Ramah, why does the Braisa speak about a case where I'm renting out the apartment to a doctor? And the Braisa told me I may not. The Braisa should have told me a bigger chiddush, that even if I want to become a doctor in my own apartment, I'm not allowed to, because that's what learning, it causes people to come and go. So Yad Ramah says a chiddush. When it comes to rent an apartment, so I'm renting the apartment to a doctor. The doctor doesn't intend to open up a medical office there. Still says the Braisa that since he's a doctor, it's very likely that if I rent the apartment to him, he will ultimately use that apartment as a medical office, and therefore I may not rent it to him, even though that's not his intention. But if I own the apartment, even though I'm a doctor, my neighbors can't stop me from living here as long as I don't open a medical office in this apartment. Another pshat that the Ritva suggests, that even if I'm a doctor and my neighbors gave me permission to have a medical practice in my apartment, that permission does not automatically extend to a tenant to whom I will rent out the apartment. And therefore, even though my neighbors allow me to use it as a medical office, that doesn't extend to any apartment. Says the Mordechai, and according to Yad Ramah, the Mordechai is very understandable. What the Gemara is saying here is, I'm not allowed to rent out my apartment to a... I'm not allowed to rent out my apartment to a doctor, even though he has no intention to open a medical office there. But what would be the halacha if I sell the apartment to a doctor? Says the Mordechai, I'm allowed to sell the apartment to the doctor. And now, if the doctor is going to want to open up a medical office, he's going to have to deal with his neighbors. The Gemara, says the Mordechai, is only speaking about renting it to a doctor. The Gemara is not speaking about a case of selling it to a doctor.